Welcome to our Wine Wednesday, and this is for Planentials Podcast, Future Rich. Today is Wednesday, so it's Wine Wednesday. I have myself a glass of wine here. I'm sitting outside, and today we are going to talk about 529s. So hopefully everyone who's listening is having a great Wednesday. So you know, going forward, for the next few months, we're going to be continuing to do a Wednesday live event that's going to be topic specific. So if there's anything that you would like to learn about these, the goal of these is to give you a quick overview of various financial tools and concepts. With the podcast, our regular Friday episodes, we're either going to be doing guest interviews, which I love and I always think are really interesting, but we don't really get into definitions or concepts quite as much on the guest interviews. And if we do, you need to listen to get through to the definition or the concept. And so the concept here with our Wine Wednesday is I'll just go over a specific topic or concept. And then that way, if you just want a quick, you know, I guess we're probably averaging 7 to 15 minutes, you'll be able to learn about whatever our topic is for our Wednesday. So today we're going to be talking about 529s. Very popular topic, especially if you have children, or I would even say niece or nephew, someone in the family unit maybe. We're going to focus on those. A 529 is a tax-deferred savings plan. It's used as a vehicle to save for education. It is a very popular vehicle to use to save for education. The reason why is there are a lot of benefits. The government, in my opinion, usually gives you incentives to kind of steer you in a certain direction. And so the 529 has become one of the most popular vehicles for saving for college. Back in the day, there used to be UTMAs and UGMAs, which were other vehicles for saving for college. Right now, the 529, I would say, is the most popular. And so the concept is it's lifelong learning, so it can be anything from K through 12 to college. It also does trade schools, which I think is very important, and can be used for graduate education as well. So anyone that was going to go to law school or medical school or something beyond a college degree, they could use it for that. So the tax advantages are when you put the money in it, it will grow. Tax deferred, meaning there's no, what we like to say in the industry, tax drag on it while the money is growing. So you don't pay tax on it while it's in the account. If it's used for qualified expense, which we'll get to, then there's no taxes when it's withdrawn either. Depending on the plan that you use, you might also get a state tax deduction for putting the money in. It depends on your state. All 50 states offer some sort of 529 plan. So you just have to check and see who's offering your particular state. And then there are ones, like for instance, the Virginia plan is used by some investment companies. So if you're beholden or prefer a certain investment company, you can usually work with them. And then they pick a specific state to use otherwise. So for instance, in New York, they have two providers for their 529. When you want to use the New York State 529, which would get you that tax break for putting the money in when you contribute to a 529, then you would be using one of the two offerings from New York State, which you can find on New York State's website. But overarching, the concept of the 529 is to put money away, have it grow tax deferred, and then have it come out tax free when used for an eligible expense. The reason why the 529 has become so popular is because what is considered a qualified education expense is very generous. So you can do tuition and related fees. So as I said earlier, that includes trade and vocational schools, community colleges, seminaries, international schools. It's very lenient, I would always say. Some certain study abroad programs would be eligible, private K through 12 schools, apprenticeships. Obviously, before doing this, you always want to check with your provider. So if you're doing a state specific, you just want to go through and make sure you understand. But this is a general overview of 529s. It usually also will cover room and board would be considered an eligible or qualified education expense, books and supplies, computer and supplies. That was like a big one initially, you know, what whether or not a computer or a laptop would be covered. Obviously, I don't think you could go to school without one these days. And so that is covered. So if you need to buy a laptop to go to school, you do not, and you take money out of a 529, that is considered a qualified expense. And then with the CARES Act, they added a new clause, the new clause is essentially you can take a lifetime allowance of up to $10,000 to pay off a student debt. And so these are all the expenses that would be considered qualified, meaning so if someone puts the money away for you or you put the money away for a child, all of that is covered. So that means the money would be growing tax deferred and come out tax free for any of those qualified expenses that I just listed. So besides being very generous with what is a qualified education expense, it is also very flexible. It's very flexible, meaning if your child doesn't use it, you can transfer it to a sibling. You can also transfer it to a first cousin. And I think what's super interesting is, let's say you only have one child and you save for their college, they decide they're not going to use it. They can actually transfer it to their child, the next generation. Which I think is pretty incredible. So, and very, I think definitely highlights the flexibility of this. So the 529 is allowed to be open for 30 years. So either the later date of when the account was opened or 30 years from when the child graduates high school. So graduate high school at 18, you have 30 years, you're 48. So if you've had a child at that point and you haven't used your 529, you can transfer it to your child and then it can be their 529. And the other real important part about a 529 is it is overseen by the owner of the account, which is typically not the child. So for instance, the parent would open the 529 for the benefit of, which is always abbreviated FBO. It's a little industry lingo for you. So then that way, I think we probably all would agree, you don't make your best decisions at 18. You don't have the child is not eligible to call up at 18 and say, give me all the money for a boat or what have you. So there's an account owner and then there's a beneficiary. So that's typically how it's structured. Anybody can contribute to a 529. Which is great, another aspect of the flexibility of a 529. So parents can contribute, grandparents, extended friends, family. So it's very flexible from a contribution standpoint. You can elect to use your gifting amount, 5 years of it. If you had a grandparent or a relative who wanted to gift a large sum, you can elect to use 5 years worth of the annual gift limit and do that all in one shot. So it's very flexible from a contribution standpoint as well. There are limitations on total dollar amounts allowed in there, but it's pretty high, and we'll link that in the show notes for today. And we'll also link what the current 2021 annual gift limit is. But overall, it's a great way to save for a college expense for your own child, or if you have a niece or nephew. Anybody can contribute to it, as I said. It's very flexible in terms of the qualified uses. So therefore, as long as it's a qualified use, there are no taxes on taking out those distributions. They're tax-free. So overall, it's a great way to save for college. As we all know, it's very expensive to go to school. And so this is a really great vehicle to use to save for education. So if you don't have any questions, you could also, I feel like sometimes when you have someone in your family or a good friend who has a baby, everyone's always giving gifts. You could always give the gift of education and use a 529 and do it that way. So just an idea. Well, thank you for tuning in. That is a nice little overview for you on 529s, which is the vehicle to save for higher education. Oh, quick question. Please explain the state-specific part. So when you use each of the 50 states has their own 529 program. When you use the state-specific program, you typically get a state tax break for contributing. depends on the state. So you have to check with your state 529 plan to see what the tax incentive is. They usually give you a tax break for contributing to the 529. Each state is different. So for instance, New York State has two 529 providers in state that would qualify you for the state tax break by contributing to a 529. There are also investment companies that you can work with if you choose to use a big name brand, and they'll choose a different state, probably not your state. So therefore, by choosing their investments, you're giving up your state tax deduction in order to get into to pick investments, your own investments. With the state specific, you're going to be beholden to whatever the state is offering, but you get the tax break. So just depends on what's the right decision for you. But each of the 50 states has their own specific state-specific 529 plan. And I guess the other thing I'll just say is, because there's no taxes while the money's in there and it comes out tax deferred, that is a huge advantage that it's growing tax-free, tax deferred essentially, because you're not paying tax on it every year. And so, and if you potentially, if you do the state specific, you can qualify, potentially qualify, depends on your state, for a deduction or a credit. That's another advantage. So there, I feel like there's a lot of advantages with the 529 versus what they used to have for college savings, which was an UGMA, UGMA or UTMA. So the summary with the 529 plan is anybody really can contribute, grandparents, parents, friends, family. Withdrawals from the account as long as they're qualified, and we went over the qualified expenses. So very flexible in terms of all the things that are covered under qualified expenses. Those withdrawals are free from federal tax. If you use your state specific, you could get a state tax deduction or credit. The account owner always maintains control, because as we said, you don't always make your best decisions when you're young. So the account owner, so the parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, is the decision maker on the account. And the beneficiary, which would be the child going to school, those beneficiaries, the beneficiary can be changed. It's very flexible with the changes. As I said, it could go to a sibling, it could go to their own child, it could go to a first cousin. So very flexible from that standpoint as well. So overall, that's the 529 and how it works. I hope this was helpful. And as always, we'll be doing our Wine Wednesdays. So feel free to join us. If there's a specific topic you'd like to learn about, please let us know. And we'll add it to the queue for our Wine Wednesday. Bye.